Empower Radio presents The Farkas Files, an exploration of energy, metaphysics, and the paranormal with David Franklin Farkas. The Farkas Files. The truth is in here, somewhere. Here's your host, David Franklin Farkas.
Good evening. Thanks for being with us this, for us in New England, snowy evening. We haven't had snow since October. It's actually been very warm, so we can't complain too much. But it's pretty cold and sloppy out there tonight. So my guest this evening is Andy Lyons, and we are going to have a great time. I'm not even going to ruin it by an introduction. I'll introduce her right after tonight's metaphysical musing. And tonight's metaphysical musing is about time. We have some of the most absurd ideas of what time is, and we just had Leap Day, which is one of those absurdities. You know, we think that the scientists have worked it out, and whoever works out calendars has got it all straight and everything else. And then every 4 years, there's this extra day, which basically is because it's not what they say it is. You can't divide it up into the increments they're saying you can divide it up into. You know, the universe, like the physical world, has shims and spaces that have to be covered up with trim and other carpentry references, duct tape. You know, there are holes in things, and Leap Day is a hole in the system that they set up to create a calendar. I mean, what kind of thing is it that if you're born on Leap Day, you only have a birthday every 4 years? Doesn't mean you're not getting older. It doesn't mean that the year hasn't passed, but the day of your birth doesn't exist for those 3 years. So on Leap Day, I always say happy, 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 happy birthday to all the leap year babies. But, you know, daylight savings time is another one of those things. There's I wish I remembered the Native American chief who said it, but he said only the government would think that if you cut a foot off one end of a blanket and sew it on the other end of the blanket, that you somehow made the blanket longer. You know, it's just something they do so the daylight hours will be at one end of the day instead of the other without having you change your schedule. You know, basically you could get up an hour earlier, the same exact thing would happen, but no, we're going to call it daylight savings time and change all the clocks, which just shows you that the clocks are pretty arbitrary. So time is pretty arbitrary. Time as a mechanical system really isn't what our experience of time is. You know, there is no past. We have memories and we call it the past. And there is no future. We have our fantasies and projections about what may happen next, but it doesn't exist yet. So all we have is the present moment, which we do our best to be distracted from, so we miss it. And not only that, our senses are always in the past. If you base your idea of reality on what your eye sees, your eye takes in photons and then transfers that information as electrical energy into your optic nerve, and that goes to your brain, and then your brain comes up with a picture and tries to interpret it. Picture's upside down. It's got to make it right side up. It's got a hole in the middle of it because there's a blind spot in your retina. And it puts it all together and says, okay, this is reality. And that process takes more than a third of a second. So the stuff that comes in through your eyes is never what's actually going on. It's the past. So all of the stuff that we think we know about time, all of the concepts of time, are somehow pretty bizarrely distorted. Einstein said that relativity basically meant that if you were sitting with a beautiful woman, an hour would go by as if it was just a few minutes. But if you put your hand on a hot stove, a couple of seconds seems like an hour. So it's our perception, our experience. And one of the things that I love talking to emergency workers about is we've all seen in movies that there's a special effect they use over and over again. If there's something intense going on, time slows down. They do things in slow motion. Anybody who's been in a life-threatening situation will tell you that that's real. The time actually does, your perception, your experience of time actually goes into slow motion. And I've had it happen a couple of times. But I got to talk to a Coast Guard rescue swimmer. These guys are doing life-threatening things for a living. And I said, so how often does that phenomenon happen for you? And he said, every time we go out of the helicopter door. I mean, these guys jump out of helicopters into the ocean in big waves and swim over to people to rescue them. And he said, every time we go out the door, time slows down. And it's actually really good because it gives us more more reaction time, and it makes it easier for us to work once you get used to the fact that there's going to be that slowdown. You just work with it. So I'm just suggesting for a moment, whatever a moment means, whatever a second means, whatever a minute means, that you take a look at all the things you believe about what time is and give them a second look and start thinking about time a little bit differently, because it's not the way we've been told it is, like so many other things. So that's my metaphysical musing for the evening. And now we get to have some fun with Andy Lyons. You there, Andy?
I sure am, David. I'm so thrilled to be sharing this present moment with you.
Well, you have an absolutely fascinating website called Bring Back Desire, a tasteful, playful website where women from around the world are rediscovering sensual pleasure and deepening intimate relationships. Now, does that sound fascinating or what?
Just doing my job to keep women in touch with their intimacy, sensuality, and sexual excitement.
Sounds the obvious thing to say is it sounds like fun. But
well, that's, you know, most men do, and of course I understand. But, you know, nowadays women have a lot going on, David. And what happens is, with their incredible multitasking capabilities, they forget to live in the present moment with their sexuality.
And that, it's a problem for men too, even though women don't believe that. But obviously your focus is women, and that I totally understand why that would be your focus. Tell me a little bit about what you offer, because the other thing about the website, it says your daily destination for sensual pleasure, tips, tools, and resources for keeping love, intimacy, and passion alive, which sounds which sounds like it could be a number of different things, and I'm curious.
Well, I found, you know, certainly, of course, you know, spending time with your partner, going on hikes, having long conversations, staring them in the eyes, you know, that's all wonderful, loving, intimate forms of expression. But I wanted to bring, you know, those hands-on tools, tips, and resources that quickly get the female lizard brain focused on sex, so that it's, you know, hands-on tools, get you there tonight type of information. And the reason I brought all of that together here at this website, which is, of course, the erotic romantic reading. Women are aroused by how they feel. So there's nothing like a good short story with all sorts of fun hanky-panky going on. Of course, framed in cherishing and honoring and love and respect. But you add to that interesting products, really great organic lubricants, massage oils. You bring in some fun, playful toys that have a nice buzzing sound to them. And you add in, you know, candles and role-playing and all sorts of great ideas. And the next thing you know, your day is behind you, and you are present with your partner and with yourself, and you're grounded. Women tend to walk about a foot above the ground with everything they're doing. And the root chakra is such an important place to latch on, get grounded. It holds our creativity. So at Bring Back Desire, my goal is, and it's always evolving, I'm adding more as I become more knowledgeable as well, adding more ideas and resources and products and conversation around the American woman's sexuality.
Well, that grounding issue is something that I talk to people about all the time. And when I do a clearing on someone and I do my initial scan, it's amazing how many people have their first and often first and second chakras closed down.
Right.
which makes them vulnerable, from my perspective, doing the work that I do, makes them vulnerable to all kinds of attacks. And that's true of emotional attacks as well, because they're not in their body and they're not able to respond appropriately.
Right. And I think, too, that women have, you know, of course, many personalities, one of them being the mother, the nurturer, the caretaker. And then there's the businesswoman or the woman running the household or the finances, et cetera. What I'm trying to do, and my logo, I think, really expresses it well, is to bring out the woman's very important role, which is the temptress, and teach women to open up and receive. You know, that's one of the beautiful things about the male-female relationship, is that men are so good at providing and women are so good at receiving. And it's a wonderful paradigm shift that I'd like to do, because in our culture and our society, women tend to get under the false belief that they are to be the sex goddess and do everything. And the real sex goddess is the one who sits back and receives, because, you know, a man wants to bring her to the point of happiness and satisfaction, and that is what is truly arousing for him. So when you do go to bringbackdesire.com, you'll see this wonderful, fun gal leaning back on the words of Bring Back Desire, and it's an end result. It's how I want women to feel. That mm-hmm. fireworks have gone off. I am grounded. I am happy. I am sexually fulfilled and satisfied. And guess what? That is going to spill over into your partnership and into your life. You're going to come out and just have a different perspective and a different illumination of the world.
Sex, good sex, well, some people would say any sex, but good sex certainly changes your whole attitude and how you're approaching everything in your life.
It does. I mean, of course, Woody Allen says if you're smoking after sex, you're doing it too fast. So, you know, what I mean by that, of course, is that you really do. You need to schedule time. You need to give it time. You need to percolate during the day and do fun foreplay comments and teasing things. And so that when you get to it, the delayed gratification is just wonderful.
Yeah, shall we go through all the Woody Allen wisecracks about sex? He also was asked if sex was dirty, and he said only if you're doing it right.
Right. And there's something about his hand, too, and all of that. And I cannot certainly go on to a few that Mae West has as well. It's just great, just great. I love to bring humor to this. I love to bring Betty White, wink and a nod, with a little bit of Irma Bombeck, that sarcasm, but edginess, kitchen table, funny conversation to a topic that most people are not going to be talking about in polite company.
Right, right. Well,
especially where you and I live.
Well, polite company is basically about lying.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There we go.
It's basically about telling the story that you think people will want to hear and they will accept you for, rather than telling what's really going on.
That's right. That show up with our masks on.
Mm-hmm. And somehow I have managed to, in most cases, completely leave that behind and enjoy it thoroughly. Much to the shock of many people around me.
I am what I am, and what I am needs no explaining, right?
Right. I am what I am, and that's all what I am. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
There you go.
Another one of the hidden spiritual teachings in cartoons.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm sure that anybody who's listening will have questions for you, and I usually don't give out the call-in number until the second half of the show, but you know, let's give it out now. And that number is 248-809-3474. 248-809-3474. Give us a call.
Oh, good. I'm going to tweet that out.
Join the conversation. give us a hard time. No, Lord knows we're giving each other a hard time.
Well, you know, and the thing about Bring Back Desire was how it came into my life. I was taking a course on aligning with your destiny.
Ah.
I didn't know my destiny was going to be talking about sex. It took me months just to get comfortable with my destiny.
Only months? It took me years.
Well, you know, I could talk it amongst my friends, but to go out, it's a real icebreaker, or certainly I love bringing it up in an elevator just to watch everybody's expressions.
Yeah, you must have a great elevator speech.
Oh, gosh, is that funny. You can have a lot of them. Or if I'm at a breakfast meeting, I stand up to introduce myself. I always have to ask, is it too early in the morning to be talking about sex? It's got to be after 5 somewhere.
And the people who haven't had enough coffee yet must give you incredible double takes. It's worth the whole, worth it just for the double takes.
It's the last thing they're expecting, I'll tell you that. Anyway, so when this idea came to me is, you have to understand, I've been with my darling husband for 26 years. And
congratulations.
And thank you. And he's really the man of my dreams. And sincerely, I say that we're a great partnership. And we've had a wild and crazy life. I say to people, we've lost everything, but we never lost ourselves together. But through all of that, through graduate degrees and fertility and babies and toddlers and moving and financial upheaval and hormones and as I say to people, and now teenagers. I was just so focused on making sure I stayed tuned in and turned on. And it really kicked in when I had fertility, you know, over 35, when a woman gets pregnant, she really needs to have sex when she's ovulating. And I said to my husband, well, I've got a board meeting at 3. I'm supposed to stop everything for that. But here we had to. And I said, I didn't want it to be a Petri dish experiment. So I sent him down to Good Vibrations, or Grand Openings is what it was called in Brookline. And I said, bring home some really great hot reading, like a romance novel, but really, you know, jack that up. And he came home with these black lace series out of the UK that were so hot. Boom, 35 minutes. I was like, woo! This is perfect. Take me now. This is what dreams are made of. And so that's what got me thinking about ways to keep the passion alive and the fires burning in our marriage. And it came in very handy as I was, you know, nursing and then toddlers. Women get very touched out by toddlers, but at the end of the day, your husband goes to hug you, and you're like, don't touch me. I've had enough touching all day. And so, you know, getting through that and then finding different other tools. I mean, really doing probing and deep research to find, you know, resources that I felt would work. So when I've had a few businesses, David, and so when this idea percolated, I thought, oh, this would be a great way to do it, very quietly on a website. No one would have to know I was involved. But of course, you know, the universe quickly shows, if you listen, what they really want you to do. And I was, you know, because I launched last June, and I was never going to put my face to the website. There was no About Andy on there for several months. But, you know, and then I was definitely not going to do video. And the next thing I know, my face is up there, the whole story. I'm, you know, talking about lost libido and who stole my sex drive and don't hesitate, lubricate, and just getting very, very comfortable in sharing the message and finding an audience out there just saying, thank you for talking about this. And it's been very rewarding. I had no idea this is where I was headed.
Well, there have been women's groups of various kinds that have given them an opportunity to have this kind of conversation. But this is a really different venue for it and a different approach. I bet, like a lot of other things, including my business, it's an interesting marketing conundrum.
Well, it is fascinating, which is why I have gone with the approach of using illustrations. I didn't want any body parts poking anybody's eye out when they landed on the website. And again, you know, women are aroused by how they feel. So I wanted them to feel great. I wanted them to see that, you know, on the logo, the gal there, and say, you know, I want to be her. I want to be satisfied. And I wanted to start the conversations. You know, what happened? What happened to those wonderful, tingling, shivering feelings that you had when you first met your darling? And over the years, things toned down, of course, but, you know, to completely disappear so that when you crawl into bed at night, you're looking for sleep, not sex. And I wanted to help remove the word platonic from marriages because, again, it's just so important. One of my favorite authors is on this topic is Rabbi Shmuley, and he has this great book called The Kosher Sutra. And it's eight sacred secrets for reigniting desire and restoring passion for life. And he talks about how in the American culture, the word eroticism has been turned into this awful pornographic term, when in reality, and I'll just read his two sentences here, eroticism is the thrilling desire to connect, to know, to explore, to penetrate, and to comprehend. When our lives are electrified by an erotic pulse, all existence becomes illuminated.
And well put.
That's really, you know, the core for me of what Bring Back Desire is about, is, you know, getting the partners back together in a very intimate, up close, no electronics way.
Well, and it doesn't surprise me that that would come from a rabbi, because Judaism is the one religion where the man is responsible for satisfying his wife.
Mm-hmm.
It's considered a mitzvah, a blessing.
That's right.
So, very different point of view than many other cultures.
Right, and I, you know, it doesn't have to, just because we've been drilled in through Hollywood about how their version of a warm, loving, intimate, and very hot, sexy relationship should look like, it doesn't mean that that's how it has to be. And it's very private. This is very private information. The reason I carry the books on the website is because not only do they help the female lizard brain get going, they also, the authors that I've curated, they have such an understanding of how to tell a story where the woman is, you know, strong and loved and cherished, and she's making the decisions. Even if it's submission or domination, she is making these decisions. She is actively, in a healthy way, participating. And I also believe that they share techniques in the writing that couples may not have thought about. And so, rather than my talking about it, I can say, oh, read this short story. You might find some great ideas there. And so they can explore amongst themselves.
Well, we're going to have a break in about two, three minutes, but we will come back and talk about, hopefully have people call in. But I also want to talk a little bit about the lizard brain, which you keep mentioning, and I know what you're talking about, but I'm not sure that everybody is familiar with that idea and how it affects everything we do in so many ways. So I want to make sure people know where to find you, and that's your website, bringbackdesire.com.
That's right. Or on Twitter, I'm hanging at Twitter a lot, and that's at bringbackdesire. Please say hi, and you can find me also at Andy, A-N-D-E, Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S, both on Facebook and Twitter. And, of course, our Facebook page, we have a lot of fun things going on every day of the week at facebook.com/bringbackdesire.
Okay, so that's where they can find us, and the call-in number is 248-809 3474. So give us a call, and we would love to talk to you. We'll be right back after the break here on the Farkas Files. The truth is in here somewhere on Empower Radio. Hang around.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetheart. Is my adorable grandson in school?
Yep, just dropped him off. Is your hair getting whiter, or is that paint?
Oh, I'm painting your room.
Did you take down my David Cassidy posters?
I painted over them.
Ma!
Just kidding.
Why were you painting my old room?
You had a purple room.
Moby Grape.
Well, we're upsizing. We're hosting a foreign exchange student from Cairo. A teenage girl.
What about me and your grandson?
I think it'll be a great experience for everybody.
We'll never see you. You'll be taking her to the museum and the zoo.
You know how great it'll be for little Ryan to experience another culture? He could learn another language, new customs.
I never thought of that. Got an extra paintbrush?
The time is now. Open up your life. Find out how to have a foreign exchange student live with you. Every family has something special to share. Go to hoststudents.org. That's hoststudents.org.
Hey, parents, finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I'll fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Sassy! Sassy!
This week's episode, Bobcat in the Cave.
Gosh, Johnny, playing in the cave sure is neat.
Oh, boy, a kitty cat.
Sassy, the kitty cat's yelling.
What, Sassy? It's not a kitty? It's a bobcat? Speaking of cats, you like to stress the importance of adopting cats from animal shelters? Over 5 million cats go into animal shelters every year? And with millions of healthy cats to choose from, it's a shame more people don't adopt from shelters?
This bobcat's heavy. Help, Sassy!
Why bother? We'll just get into more trouble tomorrow?
What's that supposed to mean? Oh, nuts.
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
Now back to the Farkas Files with David Franklin Farkas on Empower Radio.
We're back with Andy Lyons. And I don't know about you, I hear those sassy PSAs every week, and I look forward to them, and they crack me up.
Well, and then, of course, for the ladies on Wednesdays, we have our droolicious dudes. And, for those who are visually turned on, but also we do. We talk about love on one hand and wonderful, meaningful things, and then on the other hand, we get a little sassy and funny and frisky.
There we go. There we go. Let me give the call-in number again. It's 248-809-3474. 248-809-3474. So give us a call. Get involved in this wild and crazy conversation. So the Wednesday activities are on the Facebook page or on your website?
On the Facebook page. We have Wednesday. I just such a tough job for me to have to go find these handsome men with their shirt open. Oh, darn. And I put them up, and, the girls, we all giggle and silliness. It's fabulous. But other days, I might be quoting Cahill Gibran, or I could be quoting Einstein, or having a conversation about oral sex, masturbation, things like that, in a very tasteful, conventional, informative way, with a little bit of a wink and a nod.
A little bit of a wink and a nod. You know, most of my guests are shamans and healers, so this is a very dramatic change in content.
Well, but, you know, this is a soul-based business, 100%.
Absolutely. 100%. Absolutely. It's a different kind of healing.
That's right. I hear that song right now, Sexual Healing, Marvin Gaye. Okay. but, you know, I've been into healing my whole life and meditating in pyramids when I was 18 and, you know, doing Reiki and hands-on healing and having my own interesting experiences. You know, David, you have this house healing that you do. I wanted to tell you a story about how we found the house that we live here in Andover. We had had some tough times, and so when we came to buy a home again, I was having a hard time trusting to make the right decision, so I asked the universe to provide me with a 4th of July fireworks sign. Of course, the realtor rolls his eyes, but my husband, he's very understanding, so we're busy looking at different houses, and we walked into this home, and there were a lot of really great signals that this home was the right one, but no 4th of July sign. Everything felt great. And then my husband took me over to the doorway, and as you entered the doorway on the right side, and you're into feng shui, so you know how important the symbolism of anything on the right side as you enter a doorway is, was this big old crockery pot with the name Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S, inscribed on it in big letters. And so the realtor said, well, is that, you know, 4th of July enough sign for you? I said, yes, that will do. Now, this family was not named Lyons, but they came from Lyons, New York, so they had a little piece of crockery right from there. Oh, it's so funny. So, you know, you've got to stay listening to the energy that's out there, and it's showing up this way around women and their sexual awareness, and as you know, in the body parts, very important part of a woman's nature.
So what's coming up next on your website and on your Facebook page? What do you have up your sleeve?
Thank you very much for asking. Well, one of the things that I'm going to be doing is over the next few days, I'm offering a document for when people sign up, and it's called 6 Sizzling Sexy Tips. Don't say that too fast. To heighten pleasure and satisfaction so you can have sex, great sex, tonight. And it's a wonderful document with, again, hands-on advice, tips, and suggestions and recommendations that you can put to work right away, go out, you know, and make a few purchases and be on your way to a wonderful, wonderful time, whether it's with your beloved self or with your beloved partner. The other thing I'll be doing, offering in a few weeks, is actually what we call Ask Andy, and it will be opportunities for people to have conversations with me privately so that they can ask their questions. I actually get a lot of questions right now, and especially from men who just love their wives to pieces, but their wives are coming to bed, and they're just saying, not now, not tonight, honey. And it's very, very difficult for the guy who also wants to express his love. And so I'm bringing out more of an opportunity for me to have conversations with people to help them move through whatever it is that might be preventing them from being intimate. It could be some very simple steps they need to take to, you know, get back to feeling revved up and sexually excited. Or it might be, you know, deeper conversations around it. But that's what's coming up in the next few weeks is the ability to ask Andy.
So you're kind of going into a coaching modality as a way.
A form of coaching, absolutely, absolutely. And again, you know, I have women call me, oh, I just started dating this guy, or my husband this, and I thought, well, you know, these are people I know. I really need to be helping a wider audience here. And I've learned so much through my own 20 years of research. And you know, not many people can say that they're still tuned in and turned on to their partner after 26 years. And I want to bring that. I want, you know, women to feel really great on all levels of their life. So anything I can do, and I'm an inspirational person. And so, again, you know, be uplifting conversation to help them tap in and tune in and turn on to their inner sex siren or temptress. And so that's pretty much what's coming up. I'm always adding lingerie to the site, and I've got some wonderful European-style lingerie. Just moving around, bring back desire, will heighten somebody's pleasure. There's just so much going on. It's lots and lots of fun. And hopefully I'll be getting out more and being able to speak to groups and talk more about what it's like to be an American woman who's trying to, you know, bring all these different aspects of her life together.
Do you find that you get negative reactions to your site and from certain people?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or just, you know, the neighbors. And you have to understand, you know, I grew came to womanhood in the 70s. I mean, gosh, we were free-spirited, disco dancing, new wave, moving and grooving. I mean, I know what was happening on those studio floors, okay? And I run into women my age, and I, you know, it just astounds me when their lips kind of purse up and they're like, "What are you doing?" And I'm thinking, "Oh, come on! What happened to sex, drugs, and rock and roll anyway?"
Right.
But the 25 to 40 year olds, they all know what's going on. They're thrilled that they have a place that they can go to quickly. That, you know, where someone has curated the best that's out there. Right. Who's already done the homework, so they don't have to fool around on all these weird websites and try to find what they want. They know they can come here, and it's secure, and it's tasteful, and it's playful, and it has, you know, the right feeling and flow to it. So it's what really surprised me was running into a wonderful group of the Christian believers who are just so frisky and so open about keeping their marriages on fire and spicy, and they've been so embracing. I don't mean to say they that were different or anything, but it was just a group of folks that I was pleasantly surprised by and truly, truly enjoy.
It's always interesting who you run into, isn't it?
It is.
So David Data talks about something which I've been thinking about a lot. The kids these days are at second generation. Mm-hmm. If their mothers were feminists, this is now the children of the children of feminists. And so the boys are being raised as feminist men.
Mm-hmm.
So they are sensitive young men. And the girls are being raised as strong women. And you need to have polarity, you need exactly what you were describing. The woman being receptive, the man being...
Oh, I can talk about this at length, too. I'm with David
right.
on this.
So, you know, the thing I keep hearing is, you know, where are the real men and where are the real women? Because the polarity shifted somewhere along there. And you can't really make...
Yeah, and the challenge is, and this is, you know, I'm a huge fan of Alison Armstrong with PAX and UnderstandingMen.com. She's done groundbreaking work over the last 20 years in educating and increasing people's awareness over masculine energy and female energy. And men are just wired biologically. If they're in their masculine energy, and this doesn't mean that, you know, we have to get stuck in the gender. I mean, you can have a powerful masculine energy woman and a loving, mm-hmm. nurturing man, but you have to have the yin and the yang.
Right.
But in most cases, men, you know, women have been really looking to have a hairy man, a hairy woman that they're married to, and they just can't have that because men are wired to provide, to protect, to rescue, and so many women's thyroids and adrenals are getting blown out in record numbers because they're doing it all. They're doing the masculine, they're doing the feminine, and they want it done perfectly, and they don't understand why the man can only do one thing at once. In fact, the joke is, if your man is watching TV, he's not ignoring you, because that would require him doing two things at once.
Right, right.
And once you understand that, you know, to delegate, let the man come in and do his thing, identify the problem, identify the solution, and then let go and let the man save the day, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it frees the woman up. The man, you know, is off doing his thing, and it comes back, and it's just, unfortunately, we look at our men to be women, and that just won't work.
Yeah, no matter how much you want them to be women, they're not.
They're not. So it's really, you know, and it's our, of course, we want, men for years have been learning how to understand women, and that'll never happen, but we can certainly guide them. But women really are much more satisfied. In fact, that's what Allison's course is called, Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women. And it's so helpful to know these things. I'm raising two teenage boys and a husband, so I'm in a house of male energy, but you know, from day one, it's always been, ask not what your mother can do for you, but what you can do for your mother.
I bet you have that up on a sign somewhere.
I do. And I have my
cross-stitched, right, no doubt.
Yeah, no, and a nice big ceramic plaque. But I also, it's right beside my tiara, so that I can put on my tiara and say, excuse me, I'm sure I didn't hear you correctly.
Well, I've been on rescue squads, and I was the shop teacher, so I fix things and I help people, and I'm still doing it just differently with the kind of work that I do. So
absolutely, it's what men do best, and you know what else? Their bodies are wired to take hour after hour after hour of high adrenaline.
Yep.
Women's bodies are not wired for that. And, you know, that's part of sometimes of accepting what is who you are. And I know women are going to have to come down and stop looking for the Martha Stewart perfection in their lives and really just open up to the love that their man has to give as a man is wired to give.
Yeah, I've never understood Martha Stewart as a role model. Especially since she wound up in jail for the way that she runs her life. But my daughter used to go to an after-school program and a summer program at a small farm. And the gal who ran it also had a B&B and a flower farm and farm animals and all kinds of things. And the kids would get to play with the farm animals and do outside stuff. But she also taught them to cook the stuff that she did in the bed and breakfast. And I called her the angelic twin to she who will not be named. You know, with all of that ability to make beautiful things and delicious things and all the rest of it. But a good human being. Not a jerk.
No. So lovely.
Martha Stewart. I don't know.
I grew up with Martha Stewart Sr. We always had, my mother could make anything, mm-hmm. from sewing something up to a piece of furniture, pulling it together, to retooling, you know, electrical work, and phenomenal chef. And always we had a table setting. a centerpiece on the dinner table. It was, you know, it was great.
That must have been hard.
Well, you know, I came to realize that my creativity showed up in different ways. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
So, what do you want to leave people with? We have a few more minutes to go, but
wow,
little nugget. Yeah, we got about another 10 minutes to go. What little nugget do you want to leave people with?
Well, I want them to know that life is filled with all these ups and downs, whether it's, you know, honey, I'm ovulating at 3 p.m. to show me the money, to teenage wasteland, to to call 911, someone stole my sex drive, you know, to 4 funerals and a wedding. Life happens. And what's great about being in tune with yourself is to remember that this part of your body, your sexuality, and we were going to talk about the lizard brain.
Lizard brain, yes.
Yeah, that Seth Godin really talks about, which is that fight for flight, that core reptilian part of ourself that gets on auto drive and can, you know, prevent us from reaching our dreams and things like that, can get so caught up in the day-to-day survival that right up there with meditation, when you study on an MRI, a meditation, what happens in the brain, and then you study what happens when you have an orgasm, there's not much difference.
Right.
So I'm always saying to people, well, what do you think you're up for today? A little om or a little oh my? Either way, you will be blissed out.
Absolutely. And that gets back to my time metaphor.
Yes. Yes.
When people talk about whether time exists and, you know, not having the experience of time, the place where people lose track of time completely is in meditation and in great sex.
Yep.
And they don't accept that if time doesn't exist in that moment, it doesn't really exist in any other moment either. You're just present in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just never quite get that focus and transfer it to the rest of life, because our lives are based on linear time and clocks.
Right, right. And also, sometimes I tell this story. You know, Jimmy Jane puts out these beautiful designed sensual products, and they have an amazing candle that comes with a sable hair brush. And I tell women this story because, you know, you guys can really get our panties in a twist. And the last thing we want to do is get up close and personal. And you know, my husband, when he sees me there and I'm drumming my fingers, he will light that candle. And as that candle melts, it turns into beautiful hot massage oil. And then he gets out the brush and he starts stroking. And men out there, this is a great way to calm your wife down or your partner down and get her in the present moment, and the drumming will slowly stop, and then the forgiveness can happen, or the issues can be put on a shelf to be brought down another day and another time, and all of a sudden you're connecting and you're remembering and you're recalling the really deep love and appreciation that you have for each other, and oh, by the way, how sexy you both are. And how you can have this emotional, what I call emotionally safe sex. And you get in that moment, and it really is like the time stops. Because you're focused. You're focused on your body and the sensations. And, you know, I mean, you're not in a helicopter saving somebody's life. But, you know, you're in the present moment and you're sharing that with someone, which is really wonderful. But even if you're flying solo, being with yourself like that, very important to your health and well-being. And, of course, I'm sure people know this already, but orgasms really produce wonderful side benefits, such as, you know, it's great for the heart, releases endorphins, which really help with pain, and it takes the edge off anxiety and stress. You know, nothing wrong with those little side effects.
No, and actually, it also brings you fully in your body and down into your first chakra, which we were talking about at the very beginning of this.
That's right.
I have several friends who talk about this pleasuring as self-medicating.
There you go.
Much better than taking drugs.
Yes, much better, much better. And the thing to remember is, I always tell people, yeah, I mean, I remember the days in the back seat of a car, and, you know, very impromptu. But our lives are not like that once you enter the real adult stream of life. Schedule it. Get it on the calendar. It's okay. Get the kids to bed early or in front of a really long movie, or send them to friends or grandparents. But if they're home, what I always say is not just lock the bedroom door, but for me, for complete peace of mind, I put a chair under the knob. I mean, I could just see my kids trying to pick the locks to come in. I don't want to be disturbed at all. And, you know, and just turn that bedroom into a romantic oasis, because I don't know about anybody else, but I don't have the resources at this point in time to go running off to some enchanted romantic getaway. I like to turn my bedroom into that. I'd like to cover the TV with a sensual scarf and light candles and bring in some great libations and food and all the other supporting characters, and just say, okay, we're devoting the next few hours to us.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know about that, you know, on Tuesday, that on Thursday night, you're going to have a good time.
Right.
You know, you can start some really good teasing and foreplay and texting and some fun, frisky things to start laughing about. And the other one thing I want to remind everybody is when you kiss your darling in the morning, if they're going off or you're both headed off in different directions, count. Make that kiss last for at least 10 seconds. I want everybody to practice that, because you will see a difference from the little peck on the lips. Or when they come home, make it at least 10 seconds. And you talk about time, David. It really stretches out. It's great.
Absolutely. Well, Andy, tell everybody how they can find you again.
They can find me at bringbackdesire.com. And check out my videos on YouTube at Bring Back Desire's YouTube channel. They're a lot of fun. I actually talk about orgasm and meditation there, too.
I bet you do.
Thank you, David.
Andy, thanks so much for being on the show. This has been great, great fun.
Oh, it went by quickly. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Here we go.
We didn't do nearly enough puns with this, though.
I know it. The pleasure was all mine. Thank you. Was it good for you, David?
It was great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andy.
Take care.
So, you too. What a wonderful show. I want to make sure people know how to find me, which is at househealing.com. Go to the contact page, and you can even click on a link that will take you to my calendar and let you make a telephone appointment if you would like to talk about remote healing for your house or for people or your business or any number of other situations. A lot of information there. And we did something that I've been wanting to do for a long time. If you're looking for information about the Farkas Files, you can now go directly to thefarkasfiles.com. Catchy, huh? Thefarkasfiles.com. And that will take you directly to the page on Empower Radio for this show, including the archives of all the previous interviews and conversations, a link to listen to the other shows, and information about the coming show for the week that you're looking at. So thefarkasfiles.com is our new way of keeping in touch with everything that goes on the show. So it's time, bringing ourselves back to the time metaphor, for us to bring this to a close. But this has just been so much fun. Oh, my goodness. Next week's guest is more in keeping with the topics that I usually talk about, although this has been so great, and I'm going to have more people with this. It's Christina Pratt, who is a shaman, has a program for training people to be shamans, and has also written the book, The Encyclopedia of Shamanism, and I just got a copy, and it's absolutely amazing. So I'm really looking forward to spending some time talking to Christina next week. So until next week, this is David Franklin Farkas here on the Farkas Files. The truth is in here somewhere on Empower Radio. Thanks for being here. Let's do this again next week.